Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's 12 minutes after 5 in the a.m. as we get the midweek started. Welcome to it. Got a lot of things I want to cover today. One of the things is that we are flying this morning without our beloved Tom. So Tom is on super secret assignment today and will be for a few days. We'll get all of the information when he comes back. Well, he's technically calling it a vacation. We know. We understand. Rehab. No, I'm just kidding. Tom's on vacation for a few days. All right, let's talk a little bit, just to get things started, about this investigation into the Highway Bird Project. You know, the more this stirs, the more this pot boils, the more I think it's just ridiculous. Apparently, we've got a situation where one of the council members resigned. And
no,
now
he's the Public Works Director.
Public Works Director. He resigns, and then the investigation stops as a result of his resignation, according to what I read here on our article. Well, what does that tell you? That the problem began and ended with him, and that I'm eager to find out what happens with the rest of the article, with the rest of the circumstance. I mean, now I'm curious. It's one of those things like, well, what's going on? What are you guys doing? I think this has turned out to be a much bigger embarrassment than it was ever intended to be. I think it turned out, if I can read into this correctly, and I'm trying, I think it started off as an idea somebody had of saying, hey, why don't we do a little bit of decoration, a little bit of beautification of that city, you know, that highway area. As far as the traffic area is concerned, it's very confusing. It's a little odd. And I think they were trying to beautify it a little bit. Okay, that's a great idea if you have the spare cash to do it. If there are other things that have to be set aside that you can't do because you plant birds, well, then that was a bad decision. But I think the issue comes into hand. It's not the idea that was flawed. It's the way it was put into place and the way it was enacted. I think that's where we're coming into problems, right?
This is a classic case of sneaking one by the city council. This item appeared in the city budget. That's why it didn't come up for a council vote. When the council says, hey, who approved that? They're told, well, you know, it was in the budget. We had a line item in the budget called Highway 52 Beautification.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you might think, okay, maybe we're planting new grass there, so that we don't have weeds growing in the median.
Right. Maybe a little lawn mowing.
Or, you know, maybe we're putting in new lights or new signage.
Yeah, make it safer.
But, I mean, when you have a budget line item that says Highway 52 Beautification, no one ever thought when they put that into the budget that they were paying for bird sculptures that would have lights and rocks and landscaping,
so,
and maybe an artist fee and all of that.
So the man that is responsible of sliding it by, he said, okay, now I'm speculating here. This is entirely on my shoulders of speculation. He admitted, okay, this is not the way it should have been. This is my bad. I'm out.
No, not quite. The problem, as it turns out, because Highway 52 is a state road, which means work that's done in the median has to follow state rules, which means the installation work, the landscaping, was all supposed to be put out to bid, and it wasn't. Because when you put it out to bid, you can't sneak these things by. You have to tell the people in the bid, here's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. We got these birds. We want to put them on poles. We want to put lights in. So it becomes harder to sneak that by. And state wage and hour rules are supposed to apply, and they didn't.
So we're still looking at paying, what, another 100? How much more is going to have to be paid out as a result of all this?
Well, that's to be determined, and we still don't know what kind of severance or what kind of separation agreement the public... I mean, the Public Works Director worked for the city for 25 years. I mean, they gave him some... If they just bought out his unused vacation time, just speculating, that's going to be a pretty big settlement. I did a commentary on this, an excellent award-winning commentary,
well,
a few days ago. Whole list of questions. In fact, it's a pretty... It's a long list, but I can go through it quickly. Questions that have not been answered but should be. Who came up with the flying birds idea? Did that person approach the artist, or did the artist approach the city? Why wasn't the idea discussed publicly? Why didn't the city council vote on it? What other less expensive beautification ideas were considered? How did you determine the value of the artwork? Why wasn't the artwork itself put out for bid? What connections do the artists have with other people who work at City Hall? Was the amount of the budget line item determined before or after the bird sculpture idea came up?
Yeah.
And if the idea came first, why was the budget line item given the generic name?
Yeah. So these are issues that you are not going to get the answers to these questions. The documentation for the investigation will be made public in about a week, and then it's just going to be hopefully ignored unless people in the press push it. Oh. And we've got enough. We've got other issues that are probably taking precedent over this.
The problem is that it's done already, and people tend to lose their enthusiasm for fighting projects that it's already done.
Yep.
We're not taking the birds down. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, my final thought on that, because there are some people who like the birds.
Mm.
Some artsy, craftsy people think, oh, look, that's neat. We have birds. If that's the case, if you're a bird supporter,
yeah,
the next time you have one of these great ideas for the city, mm-hmm. be prepared to go out and do the fundraising yourself.
Yeah, well, and there's nothing wrong with it. That's a good idea. That's a great way to do it.
I'd like more public art. Not everyone agrees on what's good art versus bad art. Look, I raised $200,000 on my own, and I'm ready to donate it to the city.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got other things that we're going to talk about. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. We'll check in with Justin Lowe of Newsline 9 with our weather. And when we come back, has Michelle Obama's lunch program going to affect your kids' birthday parties in the next school year? Maybe.
They're so stupid, other parents, and their babies are ugly and it's awful. Your baby's beautiful. Your babies are silly, useless babies. And they all share their problems. I don't want to know their problems. I don't care. I just want to talk about how great my baby is, and they'll just keep talking, and I'm sick of it. You know, I'm waiting for my turn. And they're just going on. Our baby, the first couple, our baby doesn't like the rice cereal. He likes wheat cereal. So we don't feed him rice cereal. We feed him wheat cereal. Sometimes we give him rice cereal and he vomits. So I don't give him that. I give him wheat cereal. You know, on occasion, I've tried to put some rice in with the wheat cereal and then he vomits too. So I don't do that anymore. Anybody have that? Anyone? And everyone's like, yes. Oh, yes. And the next couple's like,
our baby doesn't go to sleep right away. He's very restless. He's a restless baby, so we drive him around in the van and soothe him with the vibration of the van. And if that doesn't work, I go home and my wife plays a tiny Indian drum called a tabla, a little tiny one, and it's lovely sounding. And then I put on a coat, like a giant gown made of tiny bells, and I dance around the house gently, wafting about like a gentle waterfall, and he goes to sleep. Does anybody else have that?
And I was like, oh yeah, sure. And then I'm like, that's ridiculous. I'm going to make something up. So it's my turn. All right. Our baby is hovering in the air like that. And he's chasing us around the house, screaming in Latin, shooting liquid mercury out of his mouth into our eyes, blinding us. And once he's blinded us, he starts gnawing on our face and devouring our flesh. Does anybody else have that? And weirdly, there's that man who says yes. There's always someone. Always someone.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.